right, boys and girls, here we go. Another edition of the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. It's Thursday, June 13th. How you doing? Dave here, and all the goodies you've come to know, love, and expect after the show. We continued our big poppy coverage right off the bat. We heard about the drug lord's mistress that led to the hit on his life down in the DR. Find out what she has to say about all of it. There's a toxic cereal warning out there these days. We revisited the Justin Bieber threat to Tom Cruise and had some fun with that. Seeing as he called out a celebrity that's over 30 years older than him, we figured we'd have some fun doing the same today with you. Tomorrow's the big Veterans Radiothon, so we promoted that today by hitting the phones to talk with some veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan to see about their transition back to normal life and get a taste of what exactly it is that we're trying to help our veterans with tomorrow. And that's about it for today's show. Short, sweet, and a whole lot of fun. And a whole lot of good, hopefully, that we're going to be doing tomorrow at the Veterans Radiothon. Hopefully you can join us. We're going to be on the air for quite some time. Hope you don't get sick of us. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. live from the Constitution Center. Until then, here you go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Before we go any further...
Whoa. Yep. Big Poppy?
Big Poppy yes. update. All right.
Getting used to this.
The bounty on Big Poppy, which didn't even hit $8,000. It was $7,800.
Okay. It goes a long way down so there, John.
Six men have been arrested in regards to this so far.
I saw that, yeah.
Right? And, you know, and all of this because of this woman, this girlfriend of a drug lord that Big Poppy was supposedly screwing around with.
Mm-hmm.
Right? She has come forward. She is a trim-waisted, large-breasted, big-bootied woman known as Yerabel.
Nice. She'll have a record deal soon.
More than likely. And she put up a post that said, with total security, I can express the all of this information is totally false.
Well,
right? I wouldn't recognize the man's shadow, right? Whatever the hell that means, right? But as far as they're saying, right? He had nothing to do with her.
Yeah,
and she had nothing to do with him.
She has a whole cartel going after him.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder what she's going to say.
Steve and I were talking about this earlier, or was it you and I talking about this earlier? You and I were talking about this earlier. Dominican Republic, not the country to visit now.
No, I would stay away.
Which is a dangerous thing to say in June when everybody's going on their honeymoons and a lot of people choose the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, there's other countries down there.
But we've had six Americans die down there in the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, drownings in hotel rooms somehow.
It's just really strange. Some woman from up in your neck of the woods went into her and her husband go into their room. She opens up the mini bar, takes out a drink. She's dead within an hour.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't think there's enough Grey Goose in that bottle to cause that.
Right. So, folks, it's dangerous for everybody, including David Ortiz.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
So I told you we had a serial question for the question from hell this morning. I said I had a serial question for you. How are your kids with Cheerios? Is that like one of their big things?
Yeah, it's a go-to.
Yeah. All right, regular Cheerios, Honey Nut, what does it matter?
It's just either one. Frosted
Whatever's
Flakes,
on sale.
Captain Crunch.
Well, 21 oat-based cereals and snack products such as Cheerios tested positive for traces of glyphosate.
What is that?
Right?
What is it
that is the active ingredient in Roundup. Right, the one that supposedly has been causing cancer in people.
Oh, great. This is some good light news.
Oh, yeah,
for
this
my
is
morning.
Some real good light news. 21 oat-based cereals. I mean, according to the test from the Environmental Working Group, EWG, it said the test found this glyphosate in levels that were considered safe for children in all but four products.
We survived.
All right. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
They'll be
the
fine.
21 products that were tested were made by General Mills, including six varieties of Cheerios and 14 General Mills Nature Valley products. You know, all of the bars and stuff like that.
Right.
So basically, the ones that get passed are Honey Nut Cheerios. Those are okay. All right. A Nature Valley Fruit Nut Trail Mix Granola Bars. Their chocolate and nut bar as well.
This sounds like it's coming from big cereal, guys.
That's a great call.
It's coming from big cereal?
Big cereals out there.
All right. Well, you know what? Look, they could take this problem and turn it into a positive if you think about it. I mean, all you got to do is do the right ad.
Want a delicious breakfast that's nutritious and useful? Then try new Pesta Flakes, the cereal that's filled with vitamins, minerals, and pesticides.
I love giving my whole family Pesta Flakes. It starts their day off right, and it doubles as a weed killer and fertilizer. Isn't that right, kids?
More Pesta Flakes, please!
Coming right up. And make sure to sprinkle the leftovers on the lawn on your way to the bus. That'll keep the weeds and dandelions from popping up.
Yay! Pesta Flakes!
New Pesta Flakes. The good stuff kids and healthy lawns go for.
Mommy, I don't feel so good.
Ooh, and you look a little green around the gills. But not as green as that lawn. Nice work, sweetie.
In the cereal aisle.
The American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DeBella podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK.
So I'm not sure. Well, we talked about this the other day, Cindy. I don't know if you were part of it when we did. Mm-hmm. Justin Bieber calling out 25-year-old Justin Bieber,
right,
calling out 56-year-old Tom Cruise.
Right. Right?
And online voting immediately went completely to Cruise. As there's no way that they would beat him in a fight.
It's an easy pick.
Right? But, yep. But it started a craze on the internet, right, where people, what you got to do is you got to find somebody at least 31 years older than you and call them out. All right?
Because that was the best part about this, the age gap.
It was so bizarre.
Right.
So Sam Waterston, I love this one.
That was my favorite.
Right. So, someone called out Sam Waterston. Sam Waterston, you're a punk and due for an ass beating. Name the place. Right? One woman is psyched. She goes, I've wanted to kick 72-year-old Sally Field's ass for decades, and finally, this is my chance. Show yourself, Sally. All right? So, and then lastly, the other one I found was a guy dared 66-year-old Jeff Goldblum with a quote, come catch these hands. All right. So the question, I would love to do this with people. Now, think about somebody, all right, a celebrity, someone of some fame that's at least 31 years older than you. And what would be your call out? What would you say? Dave, what do you got? Give me somebody.
My 10-year-old self would hate me for saying this, but Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, right, or Michael Keaton, Batman, come catch these fists.
All right.
Lightsabers aren't real.
What about yourself, Steve?
You know what? Tom Hanks, it's been a long time coming.
Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
The most beloved person
exactly.
in America.
I am sick of the way you smile and you treat your fans nice. It's about time someone took that box of chocolates and rammed it right up your rear.
Damn. That's been... Oh, wow. Yikes. Cindy, you got anything?
I'm still trying to figure out who's that old.
Who's that old? Yeah. Yeah.
Wait for John's pick. Is there anyone?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Do the math.
Are they alive?
Do they exist?
You're trying to think that there's no one alive?
That's a high number, man. I just crunched those numbers.
Really? I'd expect this from Steve, not from you, Dave.
Since Doris Day left us, is there anyone left?
Really?
Yes.
Really? That's what you think?
Yeah.
You think that there's no one left for me to call out?
I'm scratching my head trying to come up with someone.
I want people to call in and call out people. 215-263-WMGK.
I'm calling you out.
I realize you're calling me out, but I mean, it would be fun to do this with listeners.
Oh, I'd love it. I'd love it. Just tack 30 onto your age.
So tack 30 years onto
Google
your age.
Google it. It's easy.
And just, you know, call out somebody of some fame. The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. All right, but you know, I mean,
are you coming out? You quit stalling. You got to come up with somebody for yourself.
Well, people got to call in 215-263-WMGK.
I really want to know, because I know you've racked your brain on this. who's left? What is that?
I don't know.
Honestly,
I seriously can't come up with anybody. Abe Vigoda's gone.
Yeah. Oh, Abe would have been a great one.
Yeah, he would have been fantastic. I mean, who's 99?
How old's Kirk Douglas?
Oh,
I'm coming for you, Kirk Douglas. I'm going to beat your stroke mumbling ass you'll talk normal again. So who do you want to call out? Who do you want to call out? Tom Hanks?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Yeah, Tom Hanks. But Bob Saget's lucky he just turned 63 because he would have been the call out.
He would have been the
call
out.
Yeah, you hear that, Saget? You're next. Wait till August.
If you don't know what we're talking about here, of course, by now you probably heard the story of a Justin Bieber calling out 56-year-old Tom Cruise to a fight. By the way, Bieber now says, you know he's running scared. Right? Bieber now says.
He's backtracking?
Yeah. Oh, it's just a joke. There was no reason for it. It had to be a joke. But we're making a joke out of it, too, because it is caught on in a big way on the internet. People left and right are calling out people who are at least 31 years older than me. You know, it's sad because there are minimal people I can fight.
I was going to say, since right. Doris Day died, I don't know where you got
Doris it. Doris Day, like I said, you know, Kirk Douglas. It's really
Kirk
about
Douglas.
It. Right? You know, I don't have many.
Yeah.
Right? You know, Ava Gerda, like you said, is dead.
He's gone.
Right? Yeah. So, I mean, there's not many people I can call out. But I love this woman who called out Sally Field. She said, I wanted to kick your 72-year-old ass for decades. Finally, this is my chance. Show yourself, Sally.
Yes, please, right? Women, call us.
So just for the fun of it, we're asking you, person's got to be like 30, 31 years older than you are that you're calling out. You know, who are you calling out and how are you calling out? What is it that you're going to say? This is one guy who's going after Sophia Loren, right, with cash me outside. That's all he says. The question at hand, who would you challenge in a fight? They got to be 31 years older. Thank you, Justin. I never thought I would thank Justin Bieber for anything, but he gave us a bit this morning.
Production credit to Justin.
It's production credit. All these people online calling out people because this dumb thing that Justin Bieber did called out Tom Cruise, who's 56 years old, right? 31 years older than Justin, and now he's like, it's just a joke. Let's go to the phone. All right, Lou, you're the first to enter the ring. Who are you going after?
Clint Eastwood. He thinks he's tough.
What's your call out? You got to call out Clint Eastwood.
You think you're tough, Clint? Come on, let's do this.
Yeah, I think you're getting off his lawn.
Judy, who are you going after?
Dolly Parton.
All right, call her out.
Dolly, yo, the North beat the South. Here you come again, and there I'll go.
I didn't understand a word of that.
Neither did I. John, what about yourself? Who are you calling out?
I'm going to be calling out William Shatner.
Okay, go ahead. What are you going to say?
Beat me up your best shot.
Pretty good, actually.
Marcy, who are you calling out?
I'm calling out Queen Elizabeth.
Finally, somebody my age.
Yeah.
What do you got to say?
Come put up your dukes. I'll call you out anytime. And wear your hat.
She has dukes.
Wear your hat.
Yeah.
And don't forget your purse.
And the purse. Got a match with the shoes.
Josie, who are you calling out?
Hi, I'm calling out Jackie Chan, and I want to karate chop him to the face.
Yes!
All right, Jeff, who are you going after?
Clint Eastwood.
All right, call him out.
All right, Clint, do you feel lucky?
I would just like to see a Clint off. I don't even need to see a fight.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's going after Clint. He must be the first one that pops up when people check on ages.
Yeah, it's a popular Google search.
Don, who are you going after?
Hi, I'm going after Lee Majors. Get ready for a $6 million funeral.
Yes.
Okay, Mike, who are you going after?
I'm going after Robert Conrad.
He's dead.
He died?
A long time ago.
Never punched down, dude.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Robert Conrad's still alive.
No.
Yeah, he's 84.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm positive. Well, you know what? Now you got your chance, Mike. You can kill him.
Yeah, I'd like to knock that battery right off his shoulder.
Tim, who are you calling out?
James Bond. John Connery.
Uh-oh. You better be prepared. What do you got to say? How you calling him out?
Play him a chess match.
I hear you're a pushy galore.
With that kind of fight, he wants to play him in a chess match. Yeah. He is a pussy galore.
Seriously.
Carissa, who are you going after?
Oh, I'm going after Jane Fonda.
Okay, call her out. What do you got to say?
I got to say, I want you. Meet me at Independence Mall on July 4th in honor of my dad, who's a Vietnam veteran.
Yes, there you go.
Love it.
Steve, explain to Debbie, in case she didn't hear it, what we were doing earlier this morning with the call-outs. And what was that guy? What did you label that guy?
Caller fighting flow.
Okay.
So the Justin Bieber, Tom Cruise thing,
right.
31 years, your senior, who would you fight? You know, we had to dig up Ben Franklin for John to fight. I chose Tom Hanks, who's 31 years my senior. And Dave, who was yours?
Mark Hamill
from
Luke Skywalker.
And I went with Kirk Douglas because that's all I have left.
Well, one guy
didn't Kirk Douglas or the Queen.
One guy didn't understand, nor did he understand what number to call because he called the General Beasley office number. Right. And yeah. Here's the audio.
Our secretary gave us this.
This is what our receptionist heard this morning.
Yeah, this message is for John DiBella. Longtime fan in Philadelphia. My name's John. I'm calling in response to your show this morning. I would like to duke it out with Flo from Progressive Insurance. I'd like to gag her with her bra, take her panties and strap them over her head, and then get a rowboat paddle and beat her ass. Thanks, John. Have a good day.
And this is what Tina came into this morning.
This is what Tina came into this morning.
What are they doing? Oh,
boy.
Okay.
Well, either you like Flo or you don't, and obviously he don't.
He don't.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja.
Yeah.
Fighting off evil samurai.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
102.9.
That's right.
MGK.
Yesterday, or was it yesterday or the day before? The day before, we were talking to vets, and they were both from the Vietnam War.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, when you hear the phrase PTSD, right, you know that you're talking about, for the most part, guys from Desert Storm and especially Afghanistan.
Sure.
And, you know, and that's the soldier, the service person that we get on the air the least. So if you were in Afghanistan, we would love to talk to you this morning, get an idea of what life was like for you when you returned, and, you know, give you more insight into some of the great things that the VMC does for the men and women who return and try to get back into civilian life or just get the things that they deserve from the VA, which is hell in its own right. So if you're an Afghan war vet, I'd love to talk to you this morning. We've got a couple of people on the line here. I asked to see if we could get a couple of Afghan war vets on, because we've spoken to a lot of Vietnam vets, but guys who went to Iraq and, of course, Afghanistan. We haven't had a chance to talk to them at all, and we've got some folks on the line. Let me go right here. Good morning, Matt. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am making it through. So you served in Afghanistan?
I did. In 2008, I was there.
How long were you there for?
I was only there for 3 months with the Air Force because I relieved somebody.
Okay.
But then I was there again in 2013 and 2015 because I'm still in the Air National Guard. So part of my job requires us to go back and have a presence there. So I've returned several times.
When you finally were getting back into civilian life and coming out of the service, what was that like for you?
The first thing that comes to mind is like loss in translation.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's a little overwhelming. It's a lot at once. You know, you're just trying to meet yourself where you're at in the civilian world versus your experience over there. It's overwhelming, and you're allowed to be overwhelmed, but know that there's resources out there to help you figure it out.
Yeah, well, that's the great thing about the VMC, because that's what they do with so many men and women.
Oh, yeah, I've heard a lot of great things about it.
Yeah, I mean, they are terrific. This is one of the reasons why we have the Radiothon each and every year, because the amount of money they get from the government is minimal. The amount of money they get from our listeners is huge. And now that, you know, they built this new facility for men and women to live in, and they do such incredible work, and especially for those men and women who are just returning home. Well, thank you for your service, and thank you for your phone call, Matt. Have yourself a great morning.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am doing fine. So, Sean, what branch of the service were you in?
I was in the United States Marine Corps.
You can always tell it's a Marine because he always puts the United States back in there as well.
Yes, right.
and which war were you in?
I was in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Really? You're a civilian now?
Correct.
What was the return to civilian life like for you?
It was definitely challenging. The hardest part for me is when I got back from Afghanistan in May of 2010 and then got out of the Marine Corps in July. I had 2 months left in the Marine Corps before I got put right back into the civilian world after my Afghanistan deployment. So it was difficult being around all the people that didn't really know what I went through or had any experience of what I had gone through.
Well, I've spoken to vets before, especially from Desert Storm and Afghanistan, and I've heard stories about how doing simple things like driving was difficult because they would never drive near the shoulder of the road. Or if they were walking through the city, they're always looking up at the top of the buildings thinking there was going to be a sniper up there. Did you have any of those problems?
I did. I find myself doing other things like when I go out to restaurants and stuff. I always try and find a table like with my back closest to the furthest wall so I can see all the whatever's going on inside the restaurant.
Wow.
Things like that I catch myself doing. My wife definitely catches me doing more than I do myself, but just kind of a habit at this point.
Now, how's life for you today? Everything good?
Yeah, pretty good. Can't complain. I still have my challenges here and there, but I've been out for like 10 years now, so I've kind of adjusted to civilian life a little bit better.
Well, look, thank you so much for your service, Sean, and thank you for listening this morning.
Of course.
Tomorrow is the Radiothon, and we will be broadcasting live all day long from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And each and every hour during the Radiothon, of course, there's another auction item that is going to be auctioned off, and it shuts down hour after hour. It starts with, I think, Deep Purple's right in the 6 o'clock hour, and it moves on from there. There's the Jeff Lynne ELO tickets. I got to tell you, I really want to see that show again. And the idea of seeing that show from the front row would be really spectacular.
I was going to say, well, John, we have an item for you.
How about that? I want Alice Cooper front row.
You want Alice Cooper front row?
Oh, my God. That'd be cool.
I remember when you went to your first Alice Cooper show and you came back and it changed your life.
Oh, so heavy, so theatrical. Amazing. Take me back.
All right. Anything in there in particular you want, Steve?
I would like one of the guitars. Peter Frampton's signed guitar is really nice.
Yeah.
I would like it because I'm a guitar virtuoso.
Yeah.
I would like to come in here and teach you guys how to play guitar.
On Guitar Band, right?
Yeah. We would like to see you do that also.
Guitar Hero.
I couldn't tell you anything of it. It's got six
about
strings.
A single instrument. That's really about
Shut
it.
Shut up.
All right. But you can go to WMGK.com and check out the auctions. Just put in the keyword auction, but you'll find it right there on the front page. As soon as you get to the homepage, you'll see how you could get to the auctions.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DiBella!
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.